Hey everyone, my name is Salah Hamid Juma. I'm a PhD student from Mississippi State University. I'm here to present my presentation today is developing a screening protocol for drought tolerance classification of 100 elitized genotypes. First of all, why rice? Because rice is one of the most important cereal crop and provides stable food for about half of the world's population. And why drought? Because drought is one of a key abiotic stress that a factor that affect plants at all growth stage. So I would like to show you here in this graph the location where declining water level of alluvial aquifer may influence rice cultivation in the United States. And more than 70% of Mississippi State area was suffering about this concept. In this graph, actually more than 65% of rice cultivation area in the United States is irrigated in upland condition. That means using dry directed seeded. Drought and other climatic condition vary especially and temporary across rice areas and seasons. In this graph, yearly average irrigation water used by crop type for 7 years. As we can see here, rice yearly average around 9 megaliters per hectare, followed by 3 megaliters per hectare of corn. In this graph on the right, average monthly rainfall for long term from 1960 to 2013. The erratic distribution of annual rainfall is allow just only 20% in this period from May to October. This period rice planting window, and this 20% of annual rainfall with around 80 millimeters of precipitation will provide just around 2 or 3 megaliter per hectare. However, we need rice yearly average 9 megaliter per hectare. That means there is shortage around 6 to 7 megaliter per hectare. Thus, breeders are looking for develop rice cultivars adopted to Miss South United States and resistant of drought tolerance. To identify drought tolerance cultivars, there are several ways. One of them is so famous in the United States, Miss South, is adopting water and energy saving rice, and by using this method, reduce requirement of water to produce 100 weight of rice by 40% and energy by 53%. That was in a study from 1982 to 2008. Another method, screening and identify rice genotype under limited of water. Actually, there are many previous studies that examined water deficits have been reported to affect of in shoot, root, physiological parameters. We hypothesize that rice lines will have desirable genetic traits for drought tolerance at early growth stage. The overall objective for this study to quantify drought stress effects in 100 rice breeding lines using morphological traits including roots and physiological process. Specific, to develop a method quantify cultivar response to water stress and classification. This table shows us the 100 rice breeding lines were used in this study from 1 to 100. This experiment was conducted under pot culture in many hub houses we created in our lab and the domination for entrance was around 70 inch, and the highest of this mobile polyethylene economy was around 40 inch, and the length was around 186 inches. Stability blot with moisture citrus as mean blot unit and rise breathing lines as sub-blot unit were applied, and all plants here in control and water stress, all plants receive the natural sunlight and vertigated 3 times per day with Hogland nutrition solution. And the table on the left shows the treatments with 150%, and this graph on the right shows soil moisture contents as function of days of treatment, these days before treatment, and this arrow mentioned about the day of treatment, and these days after treatments of 150% moisture. There are many offshoot morphological parameters were measured in this study, like total number of tillers, plant height, leaf numbers, leaf area by using this LICOR, leaf, stem, shoot dry weight, also as well some of the physiological parameters like chlorophyll content by using SPAD meter, and some of the photosynthetic capacity by using fluorobin instrument. Shoot were washed after harvesting, they were cut then separated to be ready for scan and analysis by using this WinRISO optical scanner and software system to gain 8 parameters from cumulative root length to the number of forks. Then we used scale measurement to measure longest length root. After that we counted number of roots. Data analysis of each root or shoot parameters, individual drought citrus response index was calculated by dividing value of each genotype among the 100 at water stress by the value of the same genotype at control. Then by sum all these indices, we got cumulative drought citrus response index like this equation. Some result. In this graph, in this x-axis, this shoot parameters, and in the y mentioned are the average performance. As we can see, shoot parameters showed significantly responses to soil moisture citrus except leaf numbers. This for shoot, as we can see here, the root to shoot ratio was significantly higher under 50% soil moisture. That means this may be due to osmotic adjustment and partitioning of more assimilate towards root growth. There are significantly differences among genotypes in control and in water stress, with average around 5 and 2.5 gram per plant, that for total dry weight. Similarly here, there is significantly differences among genotypes in control and in water stress, with average around 20 and 14 centimeter per plant, that for plant height. Correlation coefficient. In Y axis, combined root or shoot drought response index. In X axis, combined drought citrus response index, shoot plus root. I would like to point here around 91% of the total variation and combined drought citrus response index was explained by linear positive regression relationship of root. That could indicate the root more important in understanding plant's response to drought and rise. However, the relationship between shoot and root drought citrus response index was around 45%. classification table by using cumulative drought stress response index and the standard deviation. We classify the 100 genotypes to several categories. We get 5 genotypes under very low tolerance, 6 genotypes under very high tolerance, and the majority of genotypes with 45% under moderate tolerance. As you can see here, the genotype generally was the least tolerant, and the rise breeding lines are U140 to 174 was the highest tolerance. Conclusions: significant moisture stress and rice breeding lines interaction were found for most of the parameters measured during early seedling growth stage. Also, significant and higher correlation between combined drought stress response index and root drought stress response index that show root traits are important in understanding plant responses to drought and rice. The cumulative drought response index values varied from around 15 to around 28 for rice lines tested, as Chinnery was identified the less tolerant and RU142-174 as the most tolerant among the 100 genotypes. Continue of conclusions: rice breeders may select the drought tolerance varieties identified as variants to develop cultivars adapted to current and future rice ground condition. Then the drought tolerance method could be adapted to test the variability among the rice cultivars most commonly are grown in the United States Mid-South. Finally, there is need to test these rice breeding lines at a different growth stage under field condition for their response to soil moisture stress conditions. References. And huge thanks to Major Advisor Dr. Raja Reddy and staff and graduate undergraduate student for help and support, and for Mississippi Rice Publishing Board for funding. And also I want to thank Ministry of Higher Education of Iraq for student funding. Thank you and have a rice day.
We have time for questions.
Yes, sir.
You showed the water content containers. Was that just the total water content calculated on how much water is in there in the soil? Or was it a... It must have varied with depth in the pot.
Can you repeat it again, sir? Sorry.
The water content you showed, 100%, 50%, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Was about 12 or 13 volume percent. Is that measured from the whole pot, all the soil, or was it with the sensor that was in there that measured with different depths?
Actually, we used this rice breeding lines in both, and we used 150% of soil moisture. And we used we put it water in the pot, and we lift this drill in the down. When the water go out of the pot, that's mentioned 100% of field capacity, and after that we measured for 50%. As we couldn't say 50% as low water stress, but we measured 150 of measure of water stress, and we're using with for this new rice breeding lines, looking for is there any effect of water stress in these rice breeding lines, and we create or develop this index, cumulative vigor response index, to see is there any genotype has stable performance in shoot, root, physiological parameters. If there any genotype has all these, we can provide this and we can also this breeders, you can use this genotype for create developing a new genotype that adopted to Miss South United States and provide for farmers. This the main thing in this study.